Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Eat healthy. We hear this all the time. Frankly, it's true and necessary to live a healthy life. However, to eat God's word, what does that mean? Time to dig into another scripture dissection and eat God's word. This'll be interesting. We always explore four categories in scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? Three scriptures today funnel into the idea of eating God's word. The first scripture focuses on feed on me. John 6:57 says, "The one who feeds on me will live because of me." The second scripture, "I am bread." Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." John 6:48. Jesus then explains his statement about being the bread of life a few verses later. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." John 6:51. And then the third scripture is about eat this scroll. "Then he said to me, 'Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you. Fill your stomach with it.' So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth." Ezekiel 3:1-3. Ezekiel tells how God invited him to eat his word. Another translation says this, "Son of man, I am giving you this scroll. Swallow it. Let that scroll fill your body." So I ate the scroll. It was as sweet as honey in my mouth. And then yet another translation says this, "Son of man, eat this book that I am giving you. Make a full meal of it." So I ate it. It tasted so good, just like honey. That's what those verses say. So now let's look at what does it mean? What do all those verses mean? What you eat is what you become. It's not only the calories, it's also the quality of food you ingest that transforms into cells of your body. Actually, it's fuel. Similarly, God's word is fuel. It contains good calories for your inner person. In fact, it's healthy nourishment for your soul, heart, and mind. What you eat is what you become. So let's explore this idea, eat his word, and see what practical advice God has. Let's look again at John 6:57. "The one who feeds on me will live because of me." Let's compare this to athletes. The coach puts a meal, heavy in protein and healthy carbs, in front of an athlete and says, "Here, eat this. It'll give you what you need in the contest coming up." Jesus knows he is the best nutrition for your soul. In fact, your body, heart, and mind as well. Subsequently, you need to spend serious time with him each day to take more of him into your soul, just like you eat food each day. Get to know him. Read scripture, the written word, because it's Jesus, the living word, on paper. When you take in Jesus, you get healthy, strong, and confident. Essentially, you get ready for life contests coming up. Plus, you have companionship with the best coach ever. Additionally, you learn increasingly how to live an alive and active life. Now let's look again at John 6:48. "I am the bread of life." Actually, at this point, I disagree with a trend, "don't eat much bread." Ever heard that one? Well-made bread with whole grain ingredients is essential to good health. It gives you carbohydrates, vitamin Bs, fiber, minerals, and proteins. In fact, it's been a staple all over the world, sustaining generations. Of course, add lots of fruits and vegetables, plus additional protein foods, abundant water, and always a cup of coffee or tea, and you have a healthy diet. Bread of life is another name for Jesus. Truly, he is essential to good spiritual health. In fact, he has sustained generations of Jesus followers. The more you take Jesus in and practice his character, the healthier you get. He is a staple of your life. Now, Ezekiel 3, 1 through 3. Then he said to me, "Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you and fill your stomach with it." So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. At this point, I want to include another scripture from 2 Peter 1, 3. God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and for godliness. Interestingly, everything you need includes food for your body, plus nourishment for your soul. Essentially, power to live, move, and function. This is how you maintain life and thrive. Additionally, it's how you become godly, more like Jesus. We've already established Jesus is the bread of life. Simultaneously, he is the living word. Subsequently, to eat God's word sounds pretty reasonable. Actually, God's word through Jesus Christ gives you a number of things. Here we go. There's a list. Everything you need. All the rich spiritual nutrition, plus direction and guidance. Also promises that God intends to keep. Also stories to inspire and even warn you. And then principles that all creation is established on. All those components help you live an alive and active life. And that's what those verses mean. Now it's time to make it personal. How do you make it personal? To feed on the bread of life and eat his word till it fills you up. Interestingly, this is an invitation to spend daily time in God's word. Perhaps you are a morning person. Before you jump into your day, get up early enough to spend adequate time in scripture and prayer. Come close to Jesus to eat his word. I personally think this is most helpful to approach your day. It sets you up for whatever is ahead. Contrastingly, maybe you prefer evening to digest what you've learned as you sleep on it. Regardless, you need to carve time into your day to come close to God and know him to love him more deeply. That's feeding on the bread of life and filling up with him. I interpret this idea something like this. My child, I am giving you my word. Essentially, I'm giving you me. It's a gift. I hope that you'll receive it. Plus, fill your entire life with me. Eat my word, and moment by moment, let it permeate into every detail of your life, your issues, responsibilities, relationships, sorrows, and disappointments. Let it permeate till it affects your thoughts, words, attitudes, moods, and actions. It tastes so good, like honey. Try me and see that I speak the truth. Eat my word. Feed on me. Incidentally, to make this personal means getting serious enough to practice certain things as life happens. Essentially, to sculpt everything in your life to match what Jesus would do. I have a list of some things I want to go over. So here we go with number one. We already established to spend time with God each day, a quiet time with him, reading, journaling, considering, praying. Practice these things to grow healthy and strong. The second thing is to additionally take a few action points from that quiet time into each day. Wrap those points into your perspective and your approach to the day. Then practice these points in every situation. Third, of course, turn your thoughts to Jesus often during the day. Smile inside and outside as you share life with him. As with all close friends, you don't even need words. Just be together and enjoy your relationship. Practice the strategies that make a friendship healthy. And then the fourth thing, practice God's principles instead of your own. Let him carve out anything that doesn't line up with His ways. Then practice everything He shows you. I love what the psalmist says to God. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Psalm 139:24. Did you notice the common word in those four things? Practice. Practice makes perfect. This is how you make these scriptures personal. You know, there is an alternative. Before we go to the fourth section of our scripture dissection, I want to add some thoughts about the alternative. Sadly, the alternative to all we've explored in this content is to follow your own way. Scripture says this leads to destruction. You know, it's tragic how many times a person ends up following their own way. Haven't you ever thought one or two of these following things? You want to feel like you're in charge, or it only seems mature to run your own life. How about this one? As an adult, you should be acting like a person of power. Or how about this one? After all, God gave you preferences for a reason. Actually, if you look carefully, you'll see a thread of truth in each of those thoughts, but they are misaligned. If an archer thought in that manner, they would miss the target every time. Following your own way is not God's way. All right, now we'll go to the fourth section, make a commitment. And here's where we discuss application thoughts and questions. First question, are you working to be healthy in your body? Nutrition, exercise, positive thoughts, and so forth. The second thing is equally, are you working to be healthy in your soul, mind, and heart? Do you eat God's word? Three, do you spend time alone with God each day? If not, what will you change to make this happen? Number four, have you taken action points from your quiet time into your day and applied them to situations? Number five, do you turn your thoughts to Jesus often through your day just to enjoy Him? Six, have you found His word is sweeter than honey? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.